I was in Guinea yesterday, and schools did open yesterday on 19th of January 2015.
How many children are out of school before they open?
In Guinea, there are about 1.7 million primary school children. So during the school closure, they were all out of school.
What were the reasons that the children didn't come to school?
The government has closed the school for summer holiday at the end of June, and when they were planning to reopen in early October as any regular school year, they couldn't reopen because of the Ebola outbreak.
Now that the children are coming back to school, what precautions are being taken to avoid the spread of Ebola?
UNICEF and our partners have been working together, and we have been developing a protocol for the safe school opening. And this protocol guides the measures and actions to take to make the schools as safe as possible during the Ebola outbreak. So such procedures and action include hand washing with clean water and soap, also taking temperatures to screen if anyone has a fever before they go into schools, minimize physical contacts, and also teachers are informed about what to do if somebody gets sick at school.
When you say minimize contact, does that mean that there's some classes that children are not going to take, like physical education?
Yeah, well, physical education can certainly go on, but any sports or any activity that require lots of physical contact are discouraged for the moment to minimize and to reduce the risk of spreading of Ebola at school. So they can still do the sports and activities, but those activities should be those that does not involve a lot of physical contact.
What about the teachers? It seems that there's a lot of responsibility put on them. How are they being prepared for this?
Yes, that's certainly a big responsibility on teachers. With partners, UNICEF, together with the government, we trained all the teachers in Guinea prior to the school opening, and that's about 80,000 teachers from 12,000 schools from pre-primary to university level. So that was a short training, and it certainly needs a follow-up, but they all learn about what to do in school to keep the schools as safe as possible and what to do to reduce the risk of Ebola transmission at schools. Also, we have, together with the partners, distributed hygiene kits to all schools. About 48,000 hygiene kits were distributed for about 2.7 million children in Guinea, all over Guinea. And these hygiene kits contain the buckets that they can put the clean water for the hand washing together with soap. And yesterday, as we are going around and visiting schools, all the schools that we observed were open and those measures were in place. Teachers are taking temperatures as everyone enters in schools and children were washing hands. Now, in West Africa, it's very common in any country in any year that when the schools open, the first few days or up to 2 weeks of the school year, children do not come to school. So yesterday, there are a lot of empty classrooms, but children will be hopefully coming back soon.
So, what about the families? Are they willing to send their kids to school, or are some of them still hesitant?
We don't have the official data on this, but it's understandable if families are worried about sending their children back to school. So we have been working together with the parents, and especially in Guinea, the government has been working with the Parents and Teachers Association to involve and request them to bring the clean water to school so they can do the hand washing. Only about 20% of schools do have clean water. So this is one way of involving community and families in children's education. So we are going to continue this sort of social mobilization and try to educate people about the mode of transmission and what they can do to prevent getting sick.